It is Allah who has subjected the sea to you, so that ships may sail upon it by His command, and that you may seek His bounty and be grateful to Him. He also subjected to you whatever is between the heavens and the earth, all from Himself. Surely there are signs in this for those who think. O Prophet, tell the believers to forgive those who do not fear the coming of the bad days from Allah, so that He Himself can recompense those people according to what they have earned. He that does a righteous deed does it for his own soul, and he that commits an evil does so at his own peril. In the end, you all will be brought back to your Rabb. We gave the book to the children of Israel, and bestowed on them rulership and prophethood. We provided them with good things of life, exalted them above the nations, and gave them clear instructions relating to the matters of religion through revealing to them the Torah. Then they did not differ among themselves until after the knowledge had come to them out of envy among themselves. Surely your Rabb will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning the matters in which they have set up differences. O Prophet, we have put you on the Sharia, the right way, of our commandment, so follow it, and do not yield to the desires of the ignorant people, for they can avail you nothing against Allah. In fact, the wrongdoers are protectors of one another, while the protector of the righteous is Allah Himself. These are the eye-openers for mankind, a guidance and a blessing to the true believers. Do the evildoers think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do good deeds, and that their lives and deaths shall be alike? Worst is the judgment that they make.